And then try again, bitch balls. Hi, I'm Allie.
Hi, I'm Marissa.
And you're listening to...
And you're listening to Guess Who's Talking.
So did you write anything down?
No. Not I didn't have time to. I apologize. I was driving home and I was like, maybe we could do this, or maybe we could do this. And my brain just works at like a 95 mile an hour pace.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, maybe we could do like weird stories of the day or something, but I don't know. What do you have?
I didn't write anything down either.
Oh, balls. We're terrible. We are terrible.
Yeah, this people. Is already starting out really, really, really well.
I know.
Well-honed and crafted. Well, I was like, I don't remember the 90s.
Did you block them out?
I blacked out a lot.
Oh, you did better than I did then.
Not really.
See, you should have enjoyed the 90s. You should enjoy remembering the 90s.
I should have actually... Oh!
I hope that got recorded.
Yeah, it did. I got red wine all over myself.
Oh, no!
Oh, sorry. All right, hold on one second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You can keep talking.
Let's see. What else? I was thinking we should cover, like, a weird story a day.
A weird story?
Or it could be a fake weird story. But see, The Onion does that.
Like the Ninja Parade?
Yes.
That was my favorite Onion story of all time.
I think my favorite was the one about if they ever brought... zombie Reagan back to life, that he would win the presidential nomination.
That was, I thought that was G4, not Onion.
I don't know. It was
actually,
on the Onion.
They ran a campaign for Cobra Commander for president, and zombie Reagan was his running mate.
See, these are the kind of things that we need to do, but they're already being done.
It sucks, because I see something brilliant and I go, damn it! Why didn't I do that?
I know, and it's usually so easy.
Yeah.
It's usually so ridiculously simple. I don't understand why it's difficult.
I seriously am covered in red wine.
That is very upsetting. Oh, no.
At least it's good wine.
Well, no, that makes it even sadder. It shouldn't be on your pants.
That's also true. And my floor. At least it's not on my computer.
That is the bonus. I saw the splash, and I was like, oh. And I was like, I hope this is okay.
This is already starting out bad.
No, come on. Isn't, like, red wine a good omen or something?
Yeah, sure.
Can't it be a good omen? As long as OxyClean works. That's what did Billy Mays in.
Red wine? Or OxyClean? Was he drinking red wine and OxyClean?
Or Oxy-something.
If you mix OxyClean with red wine, will it turn it into water?
Is that what Jesus did?
That's reverse Jesus.
Maybe we should do a more concentrated version of something like that. Like, pick one thing.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, doing, like, a 15-minute chat about something specific. Like, a book or a movie or something. And
yes.
Then, like, maybe 15 minutes of telling a funny story.
Okay.
Kind of like, which one did that? And then 15 minutes of bullshit. And then just split it up into segments.
Okay. Sounds good.
And so it would all be like a 45-minute long podcast. When I'm talking to people about, like, I told my parents that we were talking about doing a podcast, and they're like, have we ever met Marissa? I was like, Marissa is like me, but she's seen and read things that I haven't, and vice versa.
And you've seen and read things that I haven't. So right. Essentially, together, we could probably rule the world.
Yes, as I had said, we are like parts of Voltron. Together, we can level large cities. But by ourselves, we're still pretty awesome.
That was hilarious. I was like, oh my god, that is kind of true. Except I don't want to be in a Michael Bay movie.
I don't want to be a leg.
I guess if any part sucks, I wouldn't want to be like the belt or something. Nobody wants to be the part that, like, if it breaks, ugly things happen.
No one wants to be the belt.
No one wants to be the belt.
I think that's a front runner for this episode.
I think we should just spend 15 minutes trying to figure out what our title could be.
I like when it's more generic. Like if you try to make a title, it seems wrong.
It's true.
Like that's pants true. On a chicken.
That's fair.
Actually, I don't think I've ever seen a chicken with pants on, even in cartoons.
There has to be a pantsed chicken.
Launchpad McQuack? But was he a duck?
And beyond that, was he even Scottish? Can ducks have ethnicity?
Do they sound different?
And do other ducks get angry at different ducks? Like, what if Launchpad McQuack fell in love with some, like... The last name has to be Quackliotto, right? Right? It has to be.
Okay. Quackliotti?
Quackliotti. What I'm saying is, if they fell in love, would Quackliotti's dad be like, no, this can't happen. He's a Scot. We all know what Scottish ducks do. Which begs the question,
what do Scottish ducks do?
That's all I'm saying.
I think you've brought up a very important topic.
I know. I think it's something that needs to be discussed.
I'm pretty sure that we've discussed it as much as it can be.
But here's the thing. What was his name? The grandpa on DuckTales.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah. Shouldn't he have used his money to make a foundation of some sort?
He made a foundation to put all of his gold coins in so that he could spend it.
But I mean a good person foundation.
Do you think someone decontaminated all those coins? Like, maybe he hired a cleaning staff to just clean each coin.
No, I think that's actually where the bird flu initiated.
In Scrooge McDuck's.
Because when you combine feathers, germs, coins, and what is probably duck poo in a pool. Because who doesn't go in a pool at some point in their life? When you have that violent combination, I think the only thing that can result is a terrifying duck flu. Which they've fooled the public into believing was a bird flu.
Please tell me.
A duck flu.
Please tell me that you've seen the preview for Invasion.
Wait.
Is it Invasion?
Or Contagion.
Contagion.
Yes.
I was like, just name it what it is. Just name it bird flu.
That's what we should do. We should do trailers. We should cover trailers at some point.
Oh, in the age of Twitter, the only movies that we watch are trailers.
We should do spliced trailers.
Spliced trailers?
Yeah, where we explain the plot of a movie by splicing two trailers together.
Is that like a movie? Did I ever send you that movie mashup plot game?
You did, but I didn't know any of the people you were talking about, so I conveniently didn't answer, because I was like, then she will know I am not cool.
No, it's actually quite terrible. The movie plot was Eddie Valiant and Roger are kidnapped by the government and have to walk 1,500 miles back home. That is Who Framed Roger Rabbit Proof Fence.
Oh, I have seen Rabbit Proof Fence. I actually was slow on the uptake for Roger Rabbit. It freaked me out as a child.
Oh, that was Howard the Duck for me.
See? I was the opposite. I really loved Howard the Duck, and I kind of wanted to marry him, even with his bird flu pool. But Roger Rabbit really scared the crap out of me. And also, I think that's when my, like, feminist streak began, because I was like, this Jessica Rabbit, who does she think she is?
I got another one. Another movie mashup plot.
Okay.
This one you might actually get.
Oh. Throw me a bone.
As a tortured man hangs on a cross, he thinks about his childhood and how all he wanted was an air rifle for his birthday.
Well, I know it's a Christmas story, and I can't think... Is it the Mel Gibson one? What was the name of that? Why can I not remember? Hold on. Oh my god, I'm turning into my mother. I really want to use my IMDb thing. I've become too reliant on technology. Passion of a Christmas Story.
Yep.
Yes!
You got it. I introduced that to a bunch of friends up in Boston, and it slowly turned from, let's all get to know each other, to, hey, I got one. And we did that for an entire day.
It's a good way to pass the day. The other one is any of the Six Degrees games.
Oh, the Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Now, how are you with the rules for the Six Degrees? Does it have to be exactly 6 degrees or 6 degrees or less?
I think we're 6 degrees or less.
Okay, because there are some people that say that it is not 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon if you do it in less than 6 degrees.
So then what do you call it?
I don't know.
And at the end of 6 degrees, if you don't get it, do they then say you've been baconated?
Please tell me you saw that you got baconed.
No.
I think it's on Funny or Die.
Yes.
They have the Kevin Bacon movie club.
Okay.
Where once a month Kevin Bacon comes to your house and watches a Kevin Bacon movie with you. And then you have to pay extra for the Kevin Bacon retrieval unit.
I hope we're only 5 years away from making this reality. Because I really feel like Kevin Bacon probably has about 5 more years in him to do even remotely interesting roles. After that, he's probably going to only be in reboots of his own movies.
That, or 5 years from now, he's going to take maybe a 10, 15, 20-year hiatus and then come back and be, like, the old dude.
Which old dude?
I don't know. By
Which
then,
style would he take?
Someone, by then, someone would have written the next Harry Potter or the next...
Oh my god, can he be Dumbledore? He can be a Dumbledore character in Harry Potter.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be Harry Potter because they've already made those.
You
Unless
know
they did it from Neville's point of view.
Which I would love. Because I'm kind of in love with Matthew Lewis. Because he's British, mostly. And the chance of him giving me British babies is, like, almost 100%.
It's a lot higher than an American person giving you British babies.
That's all I'm saying. I just play the numbers. That's why I'm not really that good at horse races or betting. But, you know, I do what I can.
Did you see Captain America?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
I liked a lot of it, but there are some things that I just really did not like about it.
Okay, you go first.
I didn't like that Red Skull sounded so much like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I wanted to punch him in the face.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite villains. Why? Because he wears an octopus.
He does, that's true.
I also didn't like the way that they did the special effects for Chris Evans when he was scrawny. They basically just chiseled off about 3 inches from his face, so it looked like his lips were a part of his chin. And I didn't like that they did a montage for, like, the big production numbers and stuff.
I think those were most of the things that I liked. No, I didn't read the comics.
No, I was never a big fan of Captain America. I was more like, Batman, Spider-Man, Superman. I really liked, and I liked the ones that, Captain America was an underdog story, but as soon as he got his powers, he really didn't have much to overcome. Whereas, like, Spider-Man was dealing with, am I ever going to get Mary Jane? Batman was dealing with, I'm still completely damaged over the death of my parents, and I have too much money.
Was Batman the first emo?
He might have been. I'm pretty sure that Bruce Wayne had stock in the making of Linkin Park.
I think so, too. I think he also has a factory underneath the Batcave, where he produces bands like My Chemical Romance and Dashboard Confessional every once in a while.
Okay, did you hear about a new music called Screamo?
Oh, I haven't officially, but I can kind of guess. I can kind of guess where this is going.
If I could give you an example of what to me it sounds like Anthrax raped a newfound glory, and then that illegitimate child was adopted by Linkin Park.
Here's the biggest question. What has Linkin Park done to that child? Just made them sad?
Not only sad, more we need to talk about our feelings.
So Linkin Park is like the pseudo-hippie parents.
Yeah, so he has that part of like the father, because obviously the father is Anthrax, because he's like...
Newfound Glory is the mother.
Yes, Newfound Glory is the mother. So you have the very melodic chorus and stuff like that. It's kind of like Secondhand Serenade.
Okay.
And Killswitch Engage and stuff like that. When I was told that this existed,
Mm-hmm.
I went, oh no. But I listened to a group that is apparently screamo.
Uh-oh.
It's called, like, Attack or something like that. They're not bad.
Okay.
But, you know the sound of trying too hard?
Why has nobody named their band that yet? That's a great band name.
I think we should have a band.
Maybe this is the story. We need to make a band.
The story of how the sound of trying too hard was established.
I feel like if we made a documentary of that group, John C. Reilly would still be in it.
Probably. Or manage it.
Oh yes, I was gonna say he's the sleazy manager. You didn't even see that creepy part coming.
And he'd be like, you know what you should add to that? Organ music. Just
yes.
Tie it into the bottom. It'll make it give it a brand new sound. It's not a brand new sound. It's basically taking four or five different bands and throwing them all together in some crazy remix that no one has ever heard before. But you've heard it before.
Of course you have.
It's all very methodical in the way that it's done.
Well, essentially all of our entertainment now is devolved into reboots and reimaginings and
reality.
And different remixes. We live in a remix society. We're Generation Remix.
Mm.
Part of the reason I always feel so frustrated is because I want to do something original, and I feel like there's never going to be an original, like a purely original thing that I can come up with.
Whatever you write is not going to be completely original, because if it's completely original, it's unrelatable.
Yeah. I mean, you have to deal with... You can only really deal with the influences that you know. Like, you can't help but absorb influences, I think.
Well, also, if you're looking for a group of people to watch, listen, read, appreciate, whatever it is that you're doing, they have to be able to relate to it. So, unfortunately, human nature is very self-centered, and if you can't relate to something, then there's no reason why you're going to want to see it.
It was something that was very frustrating for a long time until I was just finally like, okay, then that's the way it is. That's life. So I'm trying to get better about needing less from myself in terms of like sheer originality, lowering my demands slightly.
I don't think that you need to lower your demands. I think that it's more accepting that whatever you write is going to be inherently different from anyone else's because it's coming from your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whether or not they have the same opinions, they're not necessarily voicing them.
Right.
But you're going to have... If you're writing anything, your characters are going to have to be human. That's why in Doctor Who, all of the companions are human or humanoid or have human tendencies.
I mean, even the aliens are based in human emotions as we experience them.
Yeah, I think that for the most part has to do with their budget. Also, you're asking someone to step into a completely different mode of thinking.
Yeah. So I guess what I was looking for out of Captain America was not much. So my standards were already low. And I was like, okay. This is probably... No. You know what? The only thing I said to myself was, dear God, let this be better than Green Lantern.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh. Well, are you a Green Lantern fan?
Yes.
Okay. See, I've had mixed reviews because the person that I know who saw Green Lantern was a Green Lantern fan. And they liked it. And then other people that I've talked to that were not fans of the comics, like... I just found the whole thing ridiculous. And I know it sounds terrible, but when they get to the intro part and they're talking about that his strength is willpower, I laughed out loud in a theater. I was like, oh my God, what did they say? Willpower? And he's fighting what? Fear? Oh. And I was lost. I was already lost. I was like, oh. Even Ryan Reynolds cannot save this for me right now. 20 minutes in!
Yeah, I'm more of a... If I'm going to watch a movie, there needs to be effects. If there aren't effects, there needs to be a damn good plot.
Yeah.
Because I will sit at... I was actually at a friend's birthday party, and they're sitting there talking about soaps and stuff like that. And the only thing that I'm thinking is, this birthday could use more explosions.
Wait, when you say soaps, were you talking, like, cleaning soaps or, like, TV soaps?
Like, bath soap.
That's worse.
Yes.
At least TV soaps would have been interesting.
Right.
I was like, please tell me that they were explaining to you how Marlena's child one time fell down a well and really died there. But then they discovered that also in the well was her twin sister that they saved.
So but she had amnesia.
She had amnesia.
And then thought that she was the other twin.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Because that's something that my mom would say. I truly wish that I could audio tape every single conversation I have with my mother.
You should.
It inevitably leads to some sort of... The best, most recent one was when we were talking about she suddenly got into General Hospital all over again. And this is the thing, is that soaps are like the crack of television. Not even crack. Like, what's more addictive, but even less classy than crack?
Meth?
I'll go with meth. I'll meet you at meth.
Soaps, you'll meet me at meth?
I'll meet you at meth. Meth. Soaps are the meth of television. And yet, you just can't ever leave. You just can't let it go. She'd gone for like 10 years without watching it. All of a sudden, she's back. And then she's telling me all of these things to catch me up.
Oh, good. Have you ever watched it?
Who's had babies and how the babies are now 17, even though they were babies 2 years ago. Who's married to who and who... It was astonishing. She's like, oh, she doesn't use the internet very often. But I told her that if she went to Wikipedia and looked up General Hospital, she could get an entire family tree for all of these characters. And she was like, I will have to be using the internet now.
I will have to be using the internet now?
I was like, are you joking me? That's what's going to get you online? General Hospital? Yeah, that's what's going to get her online. No, it's true. Because that's what happens when you do meth. You go to extreme lengths that you never thought you would do.
When you go to TV meth.
You go to TV meth. Speaking of which, you have seen the SNL Good Morning Meth skit, right?
No.
Okay.
I stopped watching Saturday Night Live.
I did for a while, and then I came back. And this one is extremely good. It is Jason Lee hosting and Amy Poehler when she was still on. And they're meth addicts. And they host a talk show called Good Morning Meth. And it started out as a morning show, then it moved to an afternoon show, and then it moved to an evening show because they don't sleep. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I would highly recommend.
So you're going to move with me to Portland?
Perhaps. I would love to go first.
Okay, it's beautiful. It's like everything good about Boston and New York without a lot of homeless people peeing in subways. And the biggest bookstore in the world.
I know. That one was what really got me. If they rented out rooms, I would probably just sit there. So it saved me so much time. But sometimes just having to get in the car to go to a bookstore when I really just want a book, even though I have a Nook and I could technically just buy it online.
There's still like that tactile pleasure of opening up a book.
I like folding down pages.
Did you know that Harry Potter is not available in ebook?
Yeah, I did. I heard that.
I did not know that, and I almost bought the Cliff Notes.
Ugh.
I was like, yeah, I can get them for $5 a piece, and I can get rid of my big-ass books.
I would actually buy another duplicate set of all my Harry Potter books, except I want the one that comes in the trunk. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Oh my god. Obsessed. But we can't talk about Harry Potter because if we talk about Harry Potter, then I'm guaranteed to pick up the entire series all over again because all I want to do right now is reread the entire series.
You know that Pottermore is starting, right?
Oh, yes. Are you on it?
No. I don't know what it is.
What? Do you want to be?
Sure.
Are you?
I'm not a super fan when it comes to things. Like, I read all the books and I enjoyed them. And I'll probably read them again and again and again. I've read all of them two or three times except for the last book. The last book I only read once. And I also read another book because they were like, oh, a leaked book. And I went, I'll read it. So I read a 500-page book that was not written by J.K. Rowling.
That sounds like the time that I put in what I thought was a DVD copy of Return of the King, and it turned out to be a super bootleg copy, complete with, like, people's heads in the middle and stuff.
Oh, it wasn't even the four-year consideration screeners?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. This was, like, super-duper bootleg. And I was like, oh, this is awful. This is terrible. And then I just couldn't watch it anymore.
What are you doing? I'm sorry. I know that I'm completely, like, jumping off topic, but I was thinking, yeah. Like, bootlegs. Okay, here's how my train of thought was going. You were talking about bootlegs, and then I was thinking about seeing a bootleg episode of of Twilight.
Okay.
Before I knew what Twilight was, I saw a bootleg copy of it, and I went, this is shit. But I thought, oh, maybe it's because of the way that it was bootlegged. No.
Right. No, it was because of the way it was made.
Right, and then I thought about Riff Trax doing the Twilight overdub. Do you know who Riff Trax are?
I don't.
Do you remember Mystery Science Theater?
Yes. Yeah.
Riff Trax are those guys.
Okay.
And that's when I went, oh yeah, on August 17th, it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, Buckland Hills is showing a live Riff Trax of Jack the Giant Killer.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like Mystery Science Theater awesomeness. And then at the end, they're going to have, like, information on digital downloads.
Okay.
Like, for free stuff. And so I was like, I want to see who wants to go to it with me. I would totally go. And I know that people will go anyways, but there's one playing in, I think, maybe even New Haven. And there's one in Manchester.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I remember that was probably the first time that I really thought that my dad got humor.
What, Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah. That sounds like fun, though.
Yes. Yeah, I might go to the one in Buckland Hills, because that's really close to where I work. So, I mean, I could spend 2 hours at the mall. I hate the mall.
Oh, my God.
But I could spend 2 hours there.
Mall is the best for people watching.
I found that it infuriates me. I went to the mall recently, and I was there for a couple of hours waiting before I met up with someone before we went to go see Captain America. And I'm looking at these teenagers, and the only thing that I want to do is punch them in the face. And I don't know if I ever do this during our podcast for LDW, but whenever I clench my hands together, I'm picturing someone's head on fire. I'm like, if I had superpowers, I'd have flames shooting out of my hands into that person's skull.
Oh, baby. Now you know that that's the only thing that I'm going to be paying attention to.
My hands?
That I'm going to be talking, and I'm going to be, like, looking around when other people are talking, and I'm going to be like, okay.
Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt, but...
I don't mean to send your head aflame.
I don't mean to interrupt, but your head is on fire.
Right now. It's so weird to me how that happens. And this is kind of weird because, like, I've already been having half the conversation in my mind, so just bear with me.
That's okay, I do it too.
But I'm trying to explain that every time you meet a new person, I meet a new person, I should say, I always, like, immediately put them on, like, a pedestal. Like, I just automatically think that they're, like, cooler than me or something, something, something. And then all of a sudden, like, slowly, you know, like, 6 months or so down the road, then people are like, oh, didn't you know this about this person? And I'm like, oh, huh, that's weird. And then slowly the pedestal starts to crumble and starts to dwindle. And then all of a sudden I'm like, neat. Why did I initially think everybody is cooler than me?
I've actually started keeping track of the stupid shit that people say around me. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. But they have said, if it were a snake, it would have bit you in the hair.
Stop yourself. That is wonderful.
I looked at him and I went, you do know that the hair doesn't carry things to your bloodstream, right?
Here's the thing.
why has nobody come up with the hairstyle, the snake bite, that just looks like a giant cobra head? That needs to happen more often. It would have bit you in the hair.
If it were a snake, it would have bit you in the hair. And I'm looking at him like, you're from New York.
Well, when a snake, I don't even know where to go. No, you know what? No. I can't even go anywhere with that.
And how long is the hair that we're talking about? Like, is it shoulder length?
It has to be.
Is it crop to your head?
Because the thing is, if it's any closer to your head, the snake literally bites you in the skull. Not in the hair.
Yeah.
In the skull.
I mean, I've heard it would have bit you in the ass.
And to be honest, I'd rather be bitten in the ass than in the skull.
I would rather be bitten in the hair than neither.
That's fair.
And then, here's my favorite one.
Yes.
Flatter than a doorknob. Which, by creation, is not flat.
No.
Ever.
Because if it was flat, it would be a push door.
How can you turn a flat doorknob?
You can't. It's not even a knob. A knob, by definition, sticks out.
Thank you.
Why else would knob be a euphemism for everything else?
Exactly. And I'm sitting there going, this person makes more money than me.
Of course they do. The truth of the world. Might want to look into a different field.
I might.
What would you do?
I'm going to be a writer.
No.
I'm going to be the next J.K. Rowling. I will write the old person role that Kevin Bacon can play in 15 years.
No. Well, no, they're not really friends. I was going to say, does that mean I have to be Stephanie Myers?
I don't think anyone needs to be Stephanie Myers. I don't even think Stephanie Myers needs
Stephanie
to be
Myers
Stephanie.
Needs to be Stephanie Myers.
No. You know what's making me sad? I know that I do have a point with this, but time travel has been proved to not be possible. For the genetic makeup of a human, time travel is not possible.
According I saw that article.
Was it Japanese scientists?
I don't know for certain, but the article was forwarded to me.
That made me sad, because I could have gone back in time.
Okay.
Sold the Twilight books. I don't know, sold the Harry Potter books. No, I'd rather sell the Twilight books.
Yeah.
Under a nom de plume.
Yes.
Hire someone to pretend to be me.
Maybe that's what's happened already.
And, but I can't do it, because time travel.
So that means Doctor Who has lied to us all this time.
No. For humans. Time lords, however.
Okay.
It must be the multiple heart thing. That, and when you're in a TARDIS, technically time isn't moving. Like, you're in... The thing is, the TARDIS is pretty much a whale, and you are Jonah, and you're stuck. I just got biblical on your ass.
Ouch. It's true.
Okay, I ain't gonna smite you.
So wait, so then is Pinocchio also...
A time lord?
Oh my god. Yes. Done.
I think, we pretty much broke this wide open. Pinocchio?
Done.
Time Lord? Oh my god. I freaking love this.
What exactly did Geppetto do? Pinocchio is a Time Lord. Somebody needs to get on top of that.
Yeah. Oh my god, and just have a whale that has, like, a banner over it, and it says, this is my TARDIS.
Because TARDISes can be anything, right?
Yeah, it's a chameleon circuit. I can't believe I know this. I was not a Doctor Who fan last year.
Sneaks up on you.
It does, and I really do love it.
Like most things British, which I automatically love anyway, I was watching Matt Smith on a show do the rounds for Doctor Who, and I was like, yeah, I've heard of this show. Big whoop. And then I watched the first episode of his, and I was like, oh... I was like, I have a problem now. I'm addicted.
That was like me with Sherlock. I watched the first... I didn't even watch the first episode. I watched the first 15 minutes that Benedict Cumberbatch was fucking in. And I went, I want to hug this dude's face. Mm-hmm. With my thighs.
I also thought... here's the thing. I was prepared to love that from the beginning. Because I was like, Martin Freeman rocks my world and everything he's in. So this is going
to
be fine.
Wait, who's Martin Freeman?
He's John Watson.
Okay. Was he in Love Actually?
Yes, he was.
He was the porn guy in Love Actually.
Yes,
okay. He was the porn stand-in. All right. I was like, is that Benedict Cumberbatch? And then I IMDb'd it, and I was like, this guy is ridiculously adorable.
I know. Noah was my favorite, though. And I didn't even think he would be. We're complete. I'm usually the good guy. I'm the fan of the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the reliable good girl.
Oh, I root for evil. So we are the same person. You and I.
Jim Moriarty comes in, and I'm like, "Dear Jim Moriarty."
Oh my God! In the pool?
Yes, I will give you direct access to my ovaries. He's amazing.
I see. The thing is, I always root for evil, and that's probably a bad thing. But I like truly flawed characters. So Sherlock obviously is. He's on the line.
He's on the psychopath, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a definite sociopath. He enjoys the game. He doesn't care that it's a dead body that he's looking at. He's looking at the clues for it, which I friggin' love. That's why I love the Dresden Files. Have you read any of them?
I've only read the first one, and they didn't do anything for me, really. But I've heard that the series gets really, really good. So now I'm curious if I should read two or just skip ahead a couple.
The one that I loved the most was Summer Night.
Okay.
And that has to do with fairies and, like, the Fairy Queen and...
And nothing to do with John Travolta, right?
Nope. Okay. No Summer Nights. It's Summer Night, not Summer Night.
Singular.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, good. Glad we're on the same page, though.
Yes. I was never really a big Grease fan.
Let me tell you a story about Grease. I was a fan of it on the milder side because I'm a fan of musicals anyway. Like, I love them. I always have. I was the dance girl. I was the music girl, chorus girl, all of it. So Grease was always like on my radar, and I enjoyed it for what it was. I was never obsessed with it. Junior year of high school, they decided to put on a musical, and I was like, "Oh, okay, this will be fun. We'll get to wear 50s outfits and poodle skirts and all that stuff. Wonderful." Our director cast this guy who had been in a couple of my classes, who, again, I had convinced myself was much better than he actually was. And then he broke my heart the day that we were taking the set down after the play. And I loathe Grease now. And all the shapes and forms, with the exception of Grease 2.
Oh my God.
Which is wonderful.
Thank you. I love things that you go into it and you're like, there is going to be a train wreck here, and I like watching carnage.
Yeah, there's nothing bad about Grease 2. Everything about it is done right, including the luau at the end.
Oh, yeah.
They forgo the carnival for the luau.
They didn't even jump the shark. They jumped the entire friggin' pool.
Yeah, they did.
And it was an Aussie dude. That was jump in the pool.
It was Happy Max something day. Why can't I think of it? From Empire Records.
It was Rex Manning.
Oh, Rex Manning, yes. Happy Rex Manning day. Yes. Rex Manning was the jumper.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer needs to not deny that she was in that movie.
She needs to own it. I'm pretty sure any actor that's in a shitty movie that goes on for greatness... Own the shitty movie that you were in, because there is somebody out there that loved it.
Every one of them should be issued a t-shirt for said movie and have to wear it at least once every 3 weeks.
If I went to a convention and Michelle Pfeiffer happened to be signing things, I would
bring your Grease 2 DVD.
I would buy a pink lady's satin jacket and have her sign that shit.
If you paid me enough, I'd sign it as Stockard Channing, and you could be like, but it's already signed by Stockard Channing.
From the real Grease.
Yes, I like this idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. If you're in a shitty movie, own it.
Wear it proudly.
Yeah.
Halle Berry needs to wear a Catwoman t-shirt every 3 weeks.
Now, are you talking about, like, the Catwoman outfit on a t-shirt? Sketched out on a t-shirt? Or...
Yeah, I guess so. I was always just thinking of like a kid's t-shirt. Like what it would, you know what I mean? You know how like kids' t-shirts are always like
Superman pajama type thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where you have the insignia and then you have the Man of Steel like right in front of it running towards it. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes, that's the Catwoman t-shirt she needs to wear.
Now, there are some people that have been in shitty movies that are completely fucking arrogant about the shitty movies that they've been in. They were like, oh, that was great. I enjoyed every minute of it. It was fantastic. It was such a great movie, such a great cast. And I'm sitting there going, did you see the movie that you acted in? Because it was the shittiest shit that ever shit out of Shattown.
Oh my god. Shattown. The companion musical to Urinetown.
I was thinking maybe Shattown would be a reality show with William Shatner, where he'd be walking around wherever it is that he's living.
Oh my god, if it's a fake reality show, all of his neighbors are him, but in drag, or some form of it. So it ends up looking like The Nutty Professor, but in reality show version.
Yeah, it's like Shit My Dad Says, but just William Shatner.
How come nobody ever made that joke? Shit and Shat.
Oh, because CBS decided to make it Bleep, My Dad Says?
Yeah, everybody knows what it was. Why weren't they clever enough to call it Shat, My Dad Says?
They'd probably have to pay William Shatner more.
Just saying, it might not have gotten canceled after a season.
It wasn't that great.
Probably would. Yeah, probably would.
Although I really do like Nicole Sullivan and Will Sasso.
Oh, were they both in it?
Yeah, Will Sasso played one of his sons. Uh-huh. And then Nicole Sullivan played Will Sasso's wife, and they were, like, real estate people.
Both on Mad TV, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved them on Mad TV. I loved Mad TV at that point. And then I was just like, who are all these new people, and why do I not laugh anymore? And then I realized I grew up, and the child inside me cried. So I punched it in the stomach.
And forced it into Scrooge McDuck's pool.
Yes.
I'm not gonna let that go.
What?
I think that's the best thing going right now.
Shat, My Dad Says?
Scrooge McDuck's pool as the cesspool of the bird flu. The duck flu.
Bird flu origins?
Oh my god. There's a good animated movie in there somewhere.
It would be really funny if Scrooge McDuck, if someone in T-Fury made a shirt where Scrooge McDuck is, like, at a bank, sneezing on money, and then people are standing at the cash registers, and then on the back it says bird flu origins, like Wolverine origins.
Yes.
Yes.
Except instead of the Wolverine claws, you have, like, duck wings.
Duck wings or a surgical mask.
with creepy, like, Howard Duck eyes right over it.
Yeah, oh, no. A beak.
Coming out of, yes.
Yeah.
That needs to happen.
I don't think that there's one movie that I've absolutely hated.
There's two for me.
What are they?
One was this Brazilian movie called Hour of the Star that I had to watch for one of my film classes. And the scene that killed me, and I don't know why, I still don't know to this day why it bothered me so much. It just really, it's one of those things that I'll never, like, be able to unsee. It sounds so stupid. She's like this poor Brazilian woman, and at one point she is going to the bathroom, but she literally only has a pot to piss in. So she's sitting on the pot, and she's eating chicken.
While she's peeing?
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing, and all I could think of was, like, all of these terrible bacteria things that are going on. And, like, why would anybody even put this scene in a movie? It didn't have any bearing, and maybe I didn't get it.
Perhaps it was just preaching on time management and how you can make more use of your time.
It was awful. It was awful. And that was the scene that bothered me the most. And then at the end, she gets hit by a bus. And out loud in the class, I said, I was glad she got hit by the bus. And the other one was Transformers 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, if they had Electric Boogaloo,
oh,
I would not have hated it.
My god, if it break dancing Transformers.
Transformers, step up.
Yes, step up against the Decepticons.
Yes.
More than meets the eye, meets the cardboard.
Take your oil stains with you.
It's okay, I'll take a victory lap after we're done. Because that one was for me.
Yeah, Transformers 2. Both awful in their own ways.
Yeah, I don't remember liking it.
I wish I had walked out of that movie to say that I had walked out of it. You know what I mean? It was one of those that it was just so terrible that the fact that I still sat through it makes me angry and takes away from a good story. That story never ends with, and then I walked out.
Have you ever walked out of a movie?
No.
I have.
What?
I'm pissed that I walked out of it. But, okay, here's the story. I didn't go to my junior prom. I didn't really want to go to my senior prom, but everyone else was going, so I said, whatever. So we went to the senior prom, and we got bored, so we decided to go see a movie. I thought we were going to see a period piece. So we're sitting down. All of a sudden, like, you just see this beautiful countryside, and then you see these rafters that are very old and put together, and you see this sand in the middle, and a separate and the title comes up and you hear "We Will Rock You." I stood up and went, "What the fuck?"
Oh no.
I walked out of a Night's Tale.
Walked out of a Night's Tale?
Yes. And I totally regret it. So my mom likes to buy random shit and put it in stockings for Christmas.
Yes. Oh, I'm familiar with the stuffed stocking.
So this is it.
The good day button?
Oh, wait. When you press it.
Does it help you to have a good day?
No. Well, you've been listening to Guess Who's Talking.
I'm Benjamin Franklin.
I'm Marie Antoinette.
You go have a lovely pee.